Give a child a blank piece of paper and some crayons, and they are likely to color in the entire page. Unfortunately, this instinct remains with many people as they enter adulthood. However, in the design world, it is a big no-no. In order for design to function, it is equally important to look at what is not there as it is what is there. This is what the art and design world calls white space, or negative space. Without it, most designs would be rendered useless. It may seem silly to spend so much energy ensuring the balance of white space is correct. However, if designers did not take this into consideration, magazines would become illegible, posters confusing and indecipherable, leaflets a complete waste of time, etc. Occasionally, the concept of white space is abused with the purpose of portraying a particular message. However, when legible typography is concerned, white space is a must. Typography, from a graphic design perspective, became highly regarded after the emergence of the 1950s art movement, Swiss style. Noted for its functional characteristics, it soon developed into the international typographical style. Swiss typographer Emil Reuter, 1914-70, taught his students the importance of using a grid, often asymmetrical, when placing typography into a design. Careful positioning of typefaces and other elements, including white space, is essential to the overall clarity of the final outcome. Greater than the typographer is familiar with white as a value in design. Greater than Emil Reuter. For those struggling to grasp the concept of white space, the following citation from an ancient Chinese philosopher explains the importance. Although written centuries before it was relevant, this quote just about sums it up. Greater than from clay, pots are made, but it is the emptiness inside them that makes the essence of the pot. Walls with windows and doors form the house, but it is the emptiness between them that makes the essence of the house. The principle, the material contains usefulness, the immaterial imparts essence. Greater than Lao Tzu. Keep this in mind when you are working on designs, and you are not likely to go wrong. A designer's job is often to get a message across through a balance of artwork and typography. Do not let an aversion to white space ruin your work.